We are all sitting here shooting the shit.
Yo, what's up, man? I'm your host, DJ Deuce, with my co-hosts, Bamboo and Carlos.
How you guys doing? Chilling.
What's going on, boys?
You guys are doing all right?
Yeah, for sure.
Not me. I got a buzz.
I don't know. So, yeah, if anybody's hearing a little fizz, again, technical difficulties on Carlos's part. We put everything on you, brother.
It's the internet. It's the internet.
Someone's got to take it for the team, man. All right. Anyways, if you want to follow us on Podbeam, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify, it's Shooting the Shit Podcast 1. Or subscribe to our YouTube page. That's Shooting the Shit Podcast. Or like our Facebook page. Or if you forgot all that, just hit us up at www.shootingtheshitpodcast.com. All right, guys. We have a special guest today. Let's get her in here. What's up, Sheena? Hey. How you doing?
Hey.
Good. Welcome. How are you guys doing?
Good. Could you hear us?
I can hear you, yes.
Can you hear those two?
Yellow.
Yes, I can.
And Carlos.
Hello.
Wow.
Yes.
This is great news. We got a little scared. Last week, Bamboo had to take over the show. He had to host. It's like, I can't hear Bamboo.
Scary.
So Bamboo took over. So we're just like, let's go ahead. He can hear us, but our guest couldn't hear the rest of us, which was fine. You know.
Oh, no.
Bamboo did a great show. We should have, you know, I know you were a host before. We needed you right then and there. We needed you.
Sure.
All right, let's get into this. So, Sheena, where were you born and raised?
Born in North York. And North York, I lived all throughout the GTA. Not really exciting, but yeah.
That's where I'm from. GTA is big, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Where did you study and what did you major in?
So I studied at the University of Guelph Humber. So I have a Bachelor of Applied Arts degree in Media Studies and a diploma in journalism. So
Nice.
Okay. Yes. So journalism was always my passion for a very long time.
Okay.
Is it still deep down or break time or?
I mean, I think the journalist always comes out. Inside of me, especially when I'm doing now I'm being interviewed, so it's interesting being on the
guys
the
get ready side she's, of things. She's gonna flip the script on us probably.
Yeah, it has to be on me.
Asking questions to the host, I'm like, oh wait, sorry, I forgot.
It's not bad, that's what it is. We're shooting this shit. You can always ask us anything you want. Don't
for real.
So, like Joe mentioned,
I guess the reason it's just nice being on the other side, you know, just being interviewed.
Just a quick question. Now, being on the other side, is it just easier to reply? Like, is it less preparation? What is it? Are you more relaxed being on the other side?
Definitely a lot more relaxed and like, I guess I don't want to say that I'm kind of trained as to like.
True enough, though, but you're right, though. You're absolutely right, though.
Right, so it's not really, it seems just feels natural to me, I guess.
That's cool.
So with the media background, then we obviously are talking that you've been doing a lot of hosting. Who's your favorite person you've hosted or you interviewed?
Interviewed? That's a hard one. Probably my favorite, I would say Cardinal Official. He was first interviewees. Back in the days when I used to work for an entertainment magazine, and he was just really down to earth, really chill. Okay. It felt more like a normal conversation that I'm having with a friend than an actual interview. So, I am still a big fan of.
Have you ever interviewed someone that was, I don't know, like maybe a dickhead of some sort that you thought they were nice?
I got into an argument actually with someone that I interviewed. It was for an article for a magazine, and he wanted all the questions in advance. He was telling me what to include in the article. I'm like, buddy, you don't have a say in it. You're lucky that I'm even interviewing you. You're getting a piece about yourself, so just chill out. So, I had to put him in his place. So, you know, you get a lot of that. It comes with the territory. But
We had a little, I'm not going to mention any names, but we had a bit of a scenario in our end, too, where it was like, hey, can you interview so-and-so? And I designed something and I sent it to the manager and the artist. And the artist, but the date wasn't was tentative. It wasn't anything. She's like, I can't do this date. This is blah, blah, blah. And I was like, you know what? I don't want any part of this.
A lot of divas, right?
Yeah, I was like, I don't want any part of this. They're laughing. I don't want, I'm not even going to mention who it is. You know, it was a bigger enough name. But I was like, you know what? It's not even worth it. Because at the end of the day, how am I supposed to interview that person with a smile afterwards?
Yeah, knowing that I'm going to be pissed off at the end of the day. So it's not,
you know, halfway through, you just call him out on it.
Yeah, you know.
Why are you being a douche that time, you know? Pull out the text messages, you know.
That's right.
Exactly. Or you got a misunderstanding.
Yeah, it is a bit of a misunderstanding. But the thing is, I don't know. I thought it was a bit too diva-ish. You're right. It was a diva scenario, and I wasn't gonna buy it. So here, look at this. So we got a picture of you hosting. It was a stereo session. When was this? Tell me more about this.
This was 2 years ago. It was interesting. It was for a Persian TV network. I'm not Persian, but I don't know how that ended up happening. But they wanted to start English programming. So for the first time, they wanted to introduce a show it was all in English. So that's why they had me as the host. So it was a show about, you know, interviewing local artists in Toronto or whatnot. I think the TV station kind of like went under, so
how far was this in your career at this time? Was this in the beginning parts of your career?
No, this was only like 2 years ago. So it was recent. It's pretty recent. I did that for a bit, and actually that's kind of how I got interested in, you know, becoming a singer, just from interviewing all the artists. I'm like, hey, I can do that.
Absolutely. Right. See, so, you know, you're interviewing someone that you know you're that much better. You're like,
no. In my head, I'm like, well, maybe we can do like a collab. And
look at you.
Most of the contacts that I made and the features that I have and tracks that are coming up are from people that I've interviewed on my previous shows. So it was all a networking experience.
Gotcha. So how was it? I want to know.
We got another picture here.
Okay.
Wow, you guys found everything.
Okay. We were bored on Sunday. No. So how'd you become a judge here?
I was asked from the owners of this model and talent agency, because they knew of the work that I've done, because I do have a background in pageants and modeling and singing and music and dance and whatnot. So they asked me to be a judge. I'm like, hey, why not? So it was really nice to see local talent.
Was there anybody that was like really, that really blown your mind at all? That was very talented.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. There was like one, I forgot her name, but she was like an opera singer. And oh my God, she just blew everyone away. Like, she was amazing.
Sorry, Bam. I think I cut you off on one of your questions.
You did. It's all right. Let's keep it moving. Let's keep shooting the shit.
I was just so like,
besides judging, you do acting. Do you remember your first gig?
Oh, wow. My first gig was when I was probably, it's probably like...
Sheena, can we play 13. A quick clip here?
Hold on. Oh, sure. Oh, I'm curious to see what clip you have.
So why is a sexy girl like you single?
What a typical pickup line. Come on, you can do better than that. Well, the truth is, I just work such long hours, and I just don't have time to date, really.
That's a typical answer.
It's the truth.
And do you usually come to bars alone?
No, not usually, but, you know, I had a rough day at work, and I wanted to loosen up a bit.
So, has the drink helped?
It did. So did meeting you.
Well, I'm glad.
You gotta keep digging, you know?
Yeah, that was actually a script that I wrote.
Really?
There was a competition to write your own scene and act in your own scene. So that's what I entered. I literally met the other actor that day. We shot within like 15 minutes.
Wow.
No rehearsals, nothing.
That is crazy. And like Carlos was asking, so you were 13 on your first acting gig.
It was something small. I was in like I don't know if you guys remember the Baby G watches.
No, I don't remember that.
Watches, like there's like these big like spaceship looking colorful watch thing.
Yes.
So that was my first commercial for, it was on YTV, and it had something to do with like the Powerpuff Girls movie at that time, like the response group. So yeah, I think I'm probably like aging myself.
We're still older. Don't worry about it. Yeah. We got you taken care of.
So that was a thing back in the day. So that was like, I was just like a dancer, really. Mm. I was just a dancer in the commercial. And that was like my introduction to like the entertainment industry.
And have you done anything recently?
Yes. Actually, just a few months, or about 2-3 months ago, I shot a commercial for Mark's Warehouse, part of Canadian Tire Company. It was more so like a realistic commercial where they're interviewing essential workers during this pandemic, and they just wanted my insight into, you know, what it's like being an essential worker during this time, how it's impacted me and the situation. So I was honored to be chosen because I had the other people in that commercial were like nurses and like truck drivers.
I'm overrated. When people are like, oh, you're frontliners, I'm like, lately I've been dumping things and not seeing anybody. So like, don't get me wrong, I like that part of the job. It's like, don't worry, what's your first name from far away? Write it and I'm good to go. But I'm definitely not a nurse or a doctor, I'll tell you that. I should get that type of credit.
Well, it's interesting. I'm considered, I guess, an essential worker. Well, yeah, okay. I guess for those who don't know, I work for the federal government. And I handle benefits is what I do. So
that's cool. Yeah. So the reason why we're interviewing here is because you have a hit single. But before we get into that, I wonder, how did you get into singing?
So about 3 years ago, I got hired to work in the entertainment department for a cruise ship. Called Princess Cruises, and I had to audition for it. So my main job was like dancing, performing, teaching dance classes, hosting and emceeing like all the shows on board. So that was kind of like my introduction to like performing on stage more so, like live. And I wanted to pursue that further once I completed my contract and I came back to Toronto. So I just started training with like vocal coaches, going to like different like music schools, and I found them all very boring, to be honest.
It's never what we seem, right? It's never what it seems like.
I guess I just lacked the, I don't know, it just seemed very like, I don't know, I was just like ready to go on stage and I just wanted to perform. I didn't want to be like, okay, do re mi fa so da ti. I didn't want to do that.
Yeah,
I was like, I'm over this, I'm over it. Get me on the stage. So, I mean, I did learn a lot of like techniques and whatnot, which is important. And I'm glad I got to train with different vocal coaches to get like different perspectives. But I just really wanted to perform. So I started performing at local events and concerts and whatnot. And I started putting videos up on Instagram. And that's when Danny Fernandez is like, I guess a manager, found me and contacted me.
That's awesome.
Asked, like what I was doing. Yeah. And then he's like, okay, he's like, let me hear your stuff. So I literally just, you know.
Now, were you scared a little
bit? Same for him on the phone.
Sorry? On the phone?
Yeah, it was really random. And he's like, okay. He's like, you want to do a feature with Danny? I'm like, just like that? So yeah. He's like, I heard you. I'm see what you're capable of doing. I'm like, sweet. So literally weeks later, we booked the studio. We put down a track together. I told the producer what sound I wanted. I wanted like an EDM track.
Yeah.
And we wrote the lyrics and we finished the song within 2 days.
And were you nervous at all getting into the studio with Danny Fernandez?
I was extremely nervous because that was actually my first time actually in a, I mean, I played around in recording studios, but this was like the real deal, like recording.
So are we saying selling artist? So are we saying your first actual song?
This is always my first song ever. Yeah,
with Danny Fernandez.
I didn't put out anything before that.
So who's jealous right now? Is what we're gonna ask.
I'm jealous. I'm jealous. I'm very very jealous. And
I'm only gonna start my singing career this way. That's awesome.
And I apologize for the swift exit there. I had somebody drop something off at the house for my father-in-law. He's been recently sick, so you know they did his laundry and stuff like that. So
we forgive you. We forgive you, brother. Of course, that's not a problem. So bam, she answered your question. But the thing is, like,
you didn't even ask it.
No.
I ran out.
That's fine. That's perfect. So her first, she goes to the booth. Her first time, she can put a hit song together. She gets a, This not everyone does that, by the way. I'm just letting you know.
It moved very quickly, and like me and Danny just kind of like vibed right away. We knew exactly what sound we wanted, and we just hit the studio.
And when was this? How long ago was this?
This was last year.
Wow.
Last summer we recorded. So I waited a long time to release it.
That is
why?
Crazy. Now,
why'd you wait so long?
Good question.
See, I think this is the biggest problem with myself. I think I'm my own like biggest
worst critic.
I wanted everything to be perfect, and I never thought my song was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't feel like I was ready to release it. And then I started sending like my song to like people I knew, mm-hmm. like friends and whatnot. They're like, "Why don't you just release this? Like, well, why are you sitting on this?" I'm like, "I don't know. I just feel like I need some more."
And that's when you know you got a good one. That's when you know you got a good one, because you like, when you don't like it, everybody else love it. You know?
Yeah, so I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to put it out there and see how it goes.
So it's a song yours and Danny Fernandez's feature, or is this his?
Danny's not a feature, yeah. So it's my track.
Oh, wow. Okay. No, the song is good. And by the way, the name is called Let Go, or Let You Go.
Let You Go.
Thank you.
I love the hook. I was hearing it with my wife, and I'm like, the hook is sick. Yeah.
Thank you.
But no. If something's good, obviously we're going to appreciate it. And anything you're touching pretty much is becoming gold. So hopefully this podcast is becoming gold too. but did you ever get any negative feedbacks, and how did you overcome them and handle it?
Yeah. I received a lot of negative feedback. So because I'm self-managed, I don't have any management, I'm doing everything myself, independent. Wow. I was actually sending my song out to like different like EDM, like publications, blogs, radio, everything. And I just wanted to get feedback from all these places. And I did. And a lot of it was negative. And yeah, like the first few negative comments that I received, I'm like, oh my god, yeah, it affected me personally.
Oh, yeah, we're normal, though,
I don't care anymore. Everyone's gonna love my music. Like, yeah, it's just reality.
Yeah,
so
sound like you want to punch somebody in the face.
Well, you gotta get violent,
but you know, I'm glad I got that negative feedback, because you know, I know maybe certain areas that I can work on for next time. Not that I'm trying to please everyone.
True enough.
You know, it's good to get to receive like different perspectives from people.
But do you wish that, because you people probably like the song more than they hate it? You know what I mean? You probably had, let's say, X amount of people, you know, giving you criticism and saying, the song's this. But the people that like it, how come they don't go out of their way to tell you? Like, it's like writing a good review versus a bad review. People
go out of your way to tell you.
Yeah, people can't wait to write a bad review. But a good review, they'll be like, yeah, they'll listen, they'll tell their buddy and tell them that it's a great, great place to eat, great song to listen to. But they'll never go out of the way to tell the person themselves, yo, that's really dope, you know?
It's jealousy.
Like, most of the negative feedback I got was from, like, actual industry. Like, people, like, they're very technical in terms of their feedback, in terms of production and stuff. But for the everyday listener, they love the
song. You're nicer than I am, because I would have went and got some garbage that's out there, and I would have resent that to them.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, this hit number 5, and I don't like this song, you know? I would have been totally Nick. So, like, is there any artists or producers you'd love to work with in the future?
Oh wow, that's a tough one. I mean, I'm a big Armin van Buuren fan.
Like,
love.
Oh, absolutely.
Love his work. So, if I can somehow work with him or someone at that
caliber. Yeah, absolutely. This is what all the dreams are. This is your dream producer, dream artist, feature, you know, somebody you collaborate with. But
that's a big one for me.
Okay. I totally agree with you.
Did this COVID push back any of your shows or projects?
Yes, 100% it did. I was actually planning on shooting a music video for this track, but because of all this happening, we really couldn't.
So is that your fault for making you wait so long?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I kind of wish I did it earlier.
No one knows. No one knows.
She didn't want the snow in the background.
So hold on. I want to get an invite for the video when it gets to do the shoot.
Of course. dancers. Like, I need some dancers. So maybe you guys.
Oh, I would love to see that.
Ooh, you're pushing the envelope there.
Do the running man, Bam.
You know, I stand in the background, look, try to look cool.
Yeah,
you're gonna stand next to the cameraman.
So that pushed back a lot. So I'm hoping to shoot that maybe, hopefully soon. Things are slowly
kind of opening up.
We'll see. And then I have a lot of other tracks that are kind of like unfinished projects. I actually just went into the studio last Thursday and I recorded about 3 tracks. So hopefully can get that out there soon too.
Oh, I'll send you my email. Send it to me.
Sweet.
you want to give it a nice freestyle there?
Yeah, can we get, that's right.
Bamboo's dropping an album soon too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I want some of that gold. Send some of that gold.
God, you got to get a feature, brother. I'm telling you, that's how it works.
Yeah, you do. Do you have any advice for anyone who's trying to become an artist?
Like me.
Yeah, advice. I would say, just really just be persistent. Don't really listen to the people around you. Like, I mean, I come from a family that would never imagine that I would, get into music, because it just is not like a practical thing, like a to really. So, just be staying true to yourself and just listening to, sticking to the end goal and just go for it.
That's the way to do it.
I like that.
As cliche as it sounds, but that's really what worked for me. I just kind of took the negative and I left it behind and I just went for it, really.
Nice.
Good for you. Not everyone has the courage to do that. You know what I mean? To give it a shot or.
Yeah, I mean, it's easier said than done, but I think really that's the only way to go, and definitely network. I mean, try to network as much as you can.
I agree.
Go to other shows, support other artists. I've always supported local Toronto talent, Canadian talent, and from that, they have become like features on like tracks of mine. I think that's
nice.
That's the way to do it. All right, we have 10 quick rapid questions for you, Sheena. You ready?
I'm nervous.
No. They're all
be fun nervous. Stuff. Be nervous.
It's all fun stuff.
So I know the answer to one of them.
So, favorite Canadian artist?
That's a hard one.
Sheena.
No. I was always a fan of Masari, even though he's not he's in States now, but I've interviewed him a few times and I just love his music.
He's a humble dude.
Yeah, he's cool.
All right, first celebrity crush.
First celebrity, I think it was Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah,
that was
my
first celebrity crush.
So it's Carlos. That was Carlos.
He's my favorite.
All right, so we know the answer to this, but no one else does. iPhone or Android?
Sorry, I just got a lot of static there. Can you repeat that?
Yeah, it's iPhone or Android?
It's an iPhone.
iPhone?
That I'm using.
No, but that was the question. It's either or. Because me and Bam always have that same argument. So
Bam, it's an Android person. I'm going back out because just to hear the live feed.
Okay, sounds good. Perfect.
So it was him. It was him.
We knew it. We're still cracking.
I'm still hearing some static, I think it's getting a little better now.
All right. So what's the? See, I think it's. I like to say it's me, but I don't know. So the next one would be. What's the one thing on your bucket list?
I just want to do as much traveling as possible. I do want to go to where my parents are born, which is East Africa. So I'd like to go to either Tanzania or Kenya.
Oh.
After all this COVID stuff is over.
Yeah. No, for sure. Yeah. This COVID thing is putting us all on pause. Favorite food?
I like Middle Eastern food. Anything Middle Eastern or Mediterranean. Yeah.
That's always good. What do you do for fun, Chief?
Lately I've just been going to like a lot of beaches and stuff. So just chilling by the beach.
We all admire those pictures. We pretend we just live through you now. yes, I'm there. Your dream car.
Dream car?
Yes.
I'm not a big like car person, to be honest, but like I guess a Lamborghini.
You know what? Neither am I, actually. I don't really.
I just don't really care. I'm like a really like a girly girl, so like those things, I don't really.
I'm not.
Doesn't really make a difference.
I know everyone's always like, always asking me the same thing. They're like, "Oh, dream car," and I'm like, "I don't really care."
No. As long as it gets me to point A to point B.
I was gonna say one that works, one that starts in the wintertime. So, cats or dogs?
Cats.
Cats. Ben, what about you?
Yes. Neither.
Neither. Yeah, these,
because species. When I go on vacation, I got to worry about them.
That's not cool. Not cool. Okay, so now you've already mentioned this on your bucket list, but still, there's still a question. What's your dream vacation?
Yeah, so that being one of them. But my dream vacation, I definitely want to go to Maldives. That's really on my list.
Yes.
Nice.
Before those islands disappear because global warming and whatnot.
True story. We know a guy that his Christmas party, their Christmas party, that's where they took
it. Oh, really?
And he actually came back and said he didn't enjoy himself. So we looked at him a little bit different, you know? Or... Oh. All right. Last question would be, what's your favorite movie?
Favorite movie? Oh, wow. Favorite movie? That's a hard one. I really, for some reason, I like a lot of films about, like, wars and, like, military and stuff like that. I like Saving Private Ryan was one.
That's a solid movie, actually. Very solid movie. All right, we're going to play a quick game called Versus. It's just we're going to pin up artists against each other, and you got to pick. Who would win? That's all we do. You know what I mean? So let's play some birds.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
All right. So the first one will be Mariah Carey versus Whitney Houston. So Mariah Carey versus Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
Whitney Houston. What do you guys say?
Good. Whitney.
Whitney.
I disagree with you guys. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm a DJ. I don't know. Whitney gave me two deep. I don't know. Maybe I didn't fall in love. I don't know. Maybe that's
vocally,
why.
Vocally.
Yeah. See, they're always. Everyone has their own reasons on why they pick.
Mm.
Next, Britney Spears versus Madonna.
Madonna. But I'm talking about like Madonna from like the early time. In your career, not the right
time. Fair enough. Fair enough.
A little wacky right now. Fair enough. Madonna, 80s, 90s, early
2000s. I agree. Go to the next one. Christina Aguilera versus Lady Gaga.
Well, I mean, I kind of grew up with Christina Aguilera.
So is that where that's where the edge is coming from?
Christina,
you guys say agree? Christina,
yeah, agree.
Bam, nod. Christina, okay. Got Taylor Swift versus Ariana Grande. I'm not a fan of neither.
Ariana Grande. I mean, I'm not really a fan of either, but yeah. I had to choose maybe.
Ariana, yeah, you know what? I have to do the same. Carlos, what about you, brother?
I say Swift.
That's right. Get some Tay-Tay.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. That's some Nicki Minaj versus Cardi B.
I'd say Cardi B.
It's Cardi nice. B. Carlos?
Nicki.
Yes, I say Nicki too. All right. We have one more here. Beyonce versus Rihanna.
I say Rihanna.
Carlos?
I say Rihanna. Rihanna just well.
Bam.
I'm going with Beyonce.
Yeah, I'm going with Beyonce. Because I'm just like, Beyonce has Beyonce stuff, and then she has Destiny Child stuff.
Mm.
I don't know. I'm just, this.
But
I like
Destiny
this. I like
is Beyonce.
True. Beyonce. Yeah, but I don't know, man. I don't know. I think it's trust. Is there really a loser in this scenario? No. They're both freaking amazing. You know what I mean?
I got a better shot with Rihanna because she's not married.
Oh, here we go. Oh. Guys always pick for the wrong reasons, man. All the wrong reasons.
That was the last one up there, right?
Yeah. So what's next for you, Sheena? What's the next big move for you?
So what's next for me? Just putting out more music. I have new features with different artists. It's interesting because I thought of myself as just specializing in like the EDM genre, but a lot of the projects that I'm kind of taking on are kind of like all over the place. Like I have a few reggaeton tracks coming out.
That's sweet.
I have a project in India as well. So I'm just trying to see what works.
So are you keeping your features a secret, or are you going to let us know?
Who's the reggaeton with?
Yeah. So I'm definitely just putting out more music, really.
That's cool. That's cool.
And I have some shows coming up starting in September.
That's sweet. All right. We're going to let people know where to find you.
Hopefully.
You're on Spotify. Let you go on Spotify. There you are on Facebook, and also add her on Instagram. You know what I mean? Check her out. But that's awesome, though. But Sheena, it was such a pleasure having you on. We're going to end this.
Well, thank you so much, guys.
It's our pleasure. We're going to end this interview with your hit single.
That took 1 year. 1 year to, to show
to release.
What to show us this? Let us hear this.
Well, we appreciate it. Thank you so much, Sheena. I hope to have you on again. Have yourself a good night.
Peace.
Thanks,
guys. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Remember the time when we were so good, we were flying. So high in the sky, we were diving. We got no parachute, got nothing to lose, yeah. Can't go back to where we started, yeah. Broke my heart until it just stopped beating. I'm so sorry that I trusted you. It was all my fault, not yours.
Welcome. We are all sitting here shooting the shit. Yeah.